So we had a dusting of snow here in Boston last night. It's not enough to sled on, but we have plenty of hills to sled down when we do get a dumping. And nobody's going to make a fuss about that. But in the Canadian town of Orangeville in Ontario, sledding has become political. That's after residents noticed no tobogganing signs at a local hill called Murray's Mountain. It's long been a favorite sledding spot in the town. Orangeville resident Rob Stewart led a protest sled in last Sunday.
We had approximately 60 people from all over town made it to the sled-in, and the mayor actually handed out hot chocolate to anyone who wore a helmet.
Yep, the mayor of the town gave out hot chocolate to kids breaking the sledding bylaw. We've got Orangeville Mayor Jeremy Williams with us on the line. So did you put marshmallows in the hot chocolate, too?
Well, you know, we're trying to cut back, and with our strict budget, no, we didn't go for the marshmallows or the whipped cream, but it was good and hot, and they certainly enjoyed it.
So your town banned sledding, and you're supporting these rogue sledders. Are you a kid at heart?
I guess that's a bit of a paradox, and I really should clarify what happened was this hill was designed as a toboggan hill. It was built as a toboggan hill and has been used for many years as a toboggan hill. And what happened was when we bought the property, the stipulation in the insurance was that we had to post no tobogganing simply because we didn't have a rider in our insurance policy. There is this requirement. Silly though it may be, that we have to post a sign. Our police chief spoke at our council last Monday and clearly stated that he felt he would probably be too busy doing other things rather than enforcing and writing tickets for people.
So tell me about sledding down Murray's Mountain. What's it like?
There's no road at the bottom of it. There's no trees. In fact, the bottom of the hill opens up into a large football field. So it's probably as safe as you're going to get as a toboggan hill.
There are signs that say no tobogganing. I mean, have you ever had any accidents on it?
Well, that's the funny thing. The sign was put up in 2009, but it was put up facing to the south. The slope faces to the north. So you can imagine you come up the north-facing slope, and you wouldn't see the sign because it was installed facing the other way. 5 weeks ago, the sign was replaced and put facing the hill. And that seems to be when people noticed it and started to get excited.
Right. So suddenly it's in the news, even though this has been going on for a couple of years, I guess.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny. This story is not so much a small sign on a small toboggan hill. It's really a big story about how silly and perverse the whole legal system is making our modern world. This is having a real impact on municipalities across North America. It's increasing what we have to pay for insurance and likewise increasing our taxes.
The issue is liability. And there was a case in recent years where the city of Hamilton, Ontario, they had to pay out nearly $1 million in compensation for a sledding injury. So in Orangeville, what would you do in a situation like that?
Well, the curious thing there is in Hamilton, they've had a bylaw, I think, for about 40 years. Really, the problem is, you know, liability and insurance, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's boring. It's not sexy. And it doesn't get the attention of some of the higher levels of government. And I'm hopeful that this toboggan kind of knocks some sense into them and makes them realize that, hey, you know what? It's time to act. It's time to do something. Change the legislation to protect municipalities against these frivolous lawsuits.
What was the last time you went down on a toboggan on Murray's Mountain, and did you wear a helmet, Mr. Mayor?
Now, I'm all about fun, but I am a stickler for wearing a helmet, much to the chagrin of my kids. I've got four of them. The last time I went down was 6 years ago. I have a bunch of steel in my back from a previous incident, so I don't really sled so much.
Jeremy Williams, the mayor of Orangeville, Ontario, thank you very much for your time.
Pleasure talking to you.
As for the rest of you freedom sliders, slide on. I leave you with Ontario's own Laura Cole singing about her right to toboggan. The world comes to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in Boston. I'm Marco Werman, and we are back tomorrow.
This is Canada!